I'm Dan Klefstad. Former House Speaker Mike Madigan is now also former Representative Mike Madigan. On Thursday, he resigned his House seat, which he held for more than 50 years. But Hannah Meisel reports the once powerful Speaker has one more power play remaining.
Madigan had served in the House since 1971, but a position he's held for even longer will empower him to effectively choose his own successor. As Chicago's 13th Ward Committeeman, Madigan has the most weighted votes among other Democratic leaders in the House district he's giving up. Though Madigan's district on Chicago's southwest side has attracted more Latino residents in recent decades, the former speaker is reportedly leaning toward appointing Mo Zidan, who would be the first Arab American to serve in the legislature. Zidan currently serves as 13th Ward Superintendent for the city's Department of Streets and Sanitation, a job Madigan's own father held for 25 years. The selection process is slated for Sunday morning in Chicago. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Some 36,000 former public school students transferred to private institutions or transferred to homeschooling or transitioned to homeschooling as of October. That's according to the Illinois State Board of Education. Nearly 2% drop in public school enrollment could affect district finances for years to come. State Board of Education Finance Officer Robert Wolf says a school's enrollment affects the amount of funding it receives from the state.
For our districts that have realized a greater than anticipated decline in enrollment as a result of the pandemic, their adequacy target for FY22 will be smaller than what it would have been.
Wolf said the General Assembly could pass a bill to avoid districts losing funding if their enrollment decreased during the pandemic. Governor J.B. Pritzker expects the state to receive up to 500,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses from the federal government next week. Capital News Illinois reports the state administered more than 1.8 million doses and is currently receiving close to 300,000 doses per week from the feds. Pritzker says the anticipated increase in deliveries will allow the state to reach new heights in its vaccination efforts in the coming weeks. And the FAA is offering grant funding to airports across the state to help with COVID-related expenses. This applies to commercial airports and smaller general aviation facilities. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Illinois U.S. House members Mike Bost, Rodney Davis, Darren LaHood, and Mary Miller issued a joint statement about the resignation of longtime Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. The group of Republicans said Illinois will be better off without Speaker Madigan having the final say on public policy, but they don't discount the influence he will still yield as chairman of the state Democratic Party. They added, now is the time to work to reform state government so that another politician doesn't accumulate and wield power like Madigan did. Illinois' hospitality industry is asking for a solid plan to work towards fully reopening. During a virtual Senate committee hearing, those representing hotels, food service, and bars stressed the need for more guidance as Illinois sits in phase four of COVID mitigations. That includes Illinois Restaurant Association President Sam Toya, who says current rules need to be revisited.
We're not asking for 100% capacity right now, but 50 people per event, per room, private room, we got to start dialing that up. So we need a plan for predictability because we cannot lose another summer. If we do, we're going to lose a lot of jobs here in the state of Illinois.
Senate committee members want to work with public health officials and industry leaders over the next few weeks to come up with a detailed game plan to transition into phase five. For WSIU News, I'm Leah Lerner, and you can always find more details on these stories, your weather forecast, and more at WSIUnews.org.